An international murder mystery is deepening. It started with the apparent poisoning of a man named Kim Jong-nam. He was the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and he died on February 13th while traveling through Malaysia at Kuala Lumpur International Airport. The murder is having ripple effects around the world. Malaysia says four North Koreans were involved in Kim Jong-nam's death, and South Korea has accused the North Korean government of ordering the murder. North Korea has repeatedly denied being involved and says the South is publishing false reports. But all this is believed to have caused the cancellation of informal talks between North Korean officials and former American government workers. The talks were set for this week in New York, but the Trump administration changed its mind on approving the North Koreans' travel. That decision was made after officials announced how Kim Jong-nam was killed.
This is the spot where Kim Jong-nam was poisoned. He was here waiting to check in for a flight to Macau, when, as you can see in some pretty incredible CCTV footage, a woman walks up behind him, and police say she then puts VX nerve agent on his face, one of the world's most deadly chemicals. She flees the scene, and he immediately becomes uncomfortable. He starts walking this way, eventually ending up at this information desk right here. He goes up, cuts several people in line, and asks for help. He tells the attendants that he's feeling dizzy. And standing here, this is a really public place. It's big, it's open, and frankly, it's kind of bizarre to think that an alleged assassination of such a public figure could happen in a place like this. And yet here we are. He then heads down to the clinic, where the Malaysian health minister said he later fainted. From the time he was poisoned to the time he died en route to the hospital in the ambulance, it was only 20 minutes. Once officials confirmed that VX nerve agent was used, they finally sent in a hazmat team to check if there were any chemicals left over here in Terminal 2. And thankfully, they didn't find anything, but it begs the question, what took so long to send in the team? Why didn't they send them in earlier? And that's not the only question here. The two female suspects involved both told investigators that they thought they were just part of a prank show, that they didn't know they were doing anything wrong. But Malaysian police say they specifically trained for this attack. So which version is correct? And furthermore, police say that they had VX nerve agent on their hands. So why didn't either one of them get sick? The fact is that we've learned a lot over the past 2 weeks since this alleged assassination took place, but there are many questions that still remain in this most public murder of Kim Jong-nam.